All right, welcome to This and That Podcasting Podcast. I'm Alex Bauer here with my best friend, Kyle Dobis. This is episode 17. Today is Wednesday, March 26th. We're going to talk about the week in review, both the first and second round. I am going to take the honors of talking about the first round, and then Kyle will take the honors of talking about the second round with this week in review. With our entertainment, we are going to also review the men's and women's brackets of how we're doing so far in both segments. And then we're going to talk a little bit about a hockey championship going on. There's going to be a good NCAA tournament going on there. And then, yeah, going to lead that into the upcoming week from there with our predictions and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a pretty good week of basketball. It wasn't too bad. Then you get your Monday lulls of, I've been watching basketball 24/7 for four straight days. What am I supposed to do with myself on Monday? Now we're all like in a little basketball depression right now. Yeah, there's nothing that's like, what am I supposed to do? I have to actually like watch Netflix or something right now? What's going on? No basketball?
I'm just going to keep watching this video over and over again of this guy singing basketball.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. I'm just going to just sit there. I guess I got to watch like YouTube.
I don't know what
something.
To do with my hands.
I'll just watch YouTube of previous tournaments. Keep the day streaks going for it.
All right. So for our pick top five, I'm grading both me and Kyle since we pick basically first round here. Since I am taking the honors of covering the first round, I went 1-for-5 or 1-4 in Kyle's terms, and then Kyle went 2-for-5 or 2-3 in Kyle's terms.
Close.
I only picked the one to hit, which was the Arkansas-Kansas game, which he also picked in that hit. The other game for Kyle was the UConn-Oklahoma game. So with those, Arkansas-Kansas goes 79-72 over Kansas. Big surprise for everybody, Arkansas beating Kansas. I mean, what a game for them. Player of the game goes to Trayvon Brazil. Yeah. 11 points, 12 rebounds, getting a double-double there. That's a pretty big game for him. Dude was going off. Yeah, and then
he was a beast on the boards.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then for UConn-Oklahoma, UConn beating Oklahoma 67-59 there. Alex Caraban gets the player of the game going with 13 points and 7 rebounds. I picked wrong with picking Kansas to beat Arkansas, and I picked right by picking UConn to beat Oklahoma in that game. So I feel good going 50-50, you know, going half and half with those. Other top five games that we've kind of picked together because we split the difference. I picked Gonzaga, Georgia is the only different game because you picked UConn, Oklahoma. That's where I went different from you. Georgia, Gonzaga. Gonzaga wins 89-68. Just a throttle of the Georgia Bulldogs. But at least we picked the Bulldogs to win this game, you know?
Yeah,
we
did.
We picked, right?
that was one that we did pick. That was one that we did pick.
Yeah, so yeah, we picked right with Gonzaga.
One correct one.
Yeah, BYU, VCU, I think we went splitsies on that one. I picked BYU. I think you picked VCU, right? And BYU
wins. Yeah, I picked VCU to win two games. Yeah, I picked them to win two games.
Yeah.
So I guess I was almost right. So basically the winner of that game won the next round.
Yeah.
Because I had Wisconsin choking.
Yeah, BYU did beat Wisconsin in the second round. BYU.
Yep.
Beating down VCU by 9 points, 80-71, that's pretty big. And then you got Creighton, Louisville. I think we both went with Louisville on that one. Creighton beating Louisville 89-75.
They just came out hot. That was the first game of the tournament. That was the first total game, like out of all the games.
Yep. First game to go final.
Yeah, I had a good feeling with Louisville, but they just, I mean, they're at home pretty much. It's just like I just felt like a good game, but Creighton kind of came out the door swinging, and they were on fire to start that game. So, like, Louisville just come from behind from basically the 10 minutes into the first first half. So, yeah, they were trying to play catch up for the longest time, and they just it was not enough to come back on them.
Yeah. And then finally we got the Ole Miss UNC game. Going with UNC was not the right pick. Ole Miss beats them 71-64. Pretty dominant game there. I don't think that belongs because these others that are in the actual top five, I think belong there because they were very close. A little bit better game in my mind.
I could give you Ole Miss and UNC just for the sole fact of Ole Miss was up by like 24 points or something like that in this game, and UNC got it down to 2 points with like 2 minutes left. So they came back on a wild run, and they just couldn't finish. So it ended up being an actual really good game by the end of it.
Yeah. But I think these other three for the first round definitely deserve to be there. You've got the McNeese-Clemson game coming down to the wire, 69-67. Christian Shoemake gets the game – player of the game there, 13 points, 11 rebounds, getting a double-double. That man is lights out.
Yeah, it was the upset. It was the upset of the tournament.
Yep.
Yeah, upset of the tournament.
Well,
old NC State's new coach, which we'll talk about later.
Yep. And then you got Michigan.
I called this. Do you not recall like 2 weeks ago when I said the one coach I would like to see NC State get was Will Wade, and look what happened.
I remember that. I definitely do. That's definitely a good hire for them. And he's bringing the kid with him, apparently. The kid that's getting all the NIL money as their manager.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forget. Is Amir or something like that?
Yeah. So he's apparently going with the coach to NC State. So that'll be interesting to see.
Welcome to Wade Avenue.
All right. And then Michigan and UC San Diego coming down to the wire, which is – something we don't want to see, but it's a game of the week.
It's something we
68-65.
It's something we've seen all year. It's like what's there different? And that game went exactly how our season's gone every game, where we're up 15 points by halftime, and then it ends up being under like within 5 points by the end of the game.
Yeah,
stupid.
So Vlad Goldin getting the player of the game, 14 points, 8 rebounds. And then finally, coming in at fifth, you got the St. Mary's Vanderbilt game. 3 points there, 59-56. I mean, Mitchell Saxon getting player of the game, 12 points, 11 rebounds, getting a double-double there. Man, like this is just hot, hot first round, because my honorable mention is going to Baylor, Mississippi State. Baylor beating Mississippi State 75-72. Player of that game goes to Norchad Omir, getting 12 points and 10 rebounds, getting a good old double-double there.
Yep. He had a great game.
So, and then on to our actual top five for round two, brought to you by Kyle.
Round two games, yeah. I mean, the tournament so far, even with round one, I mean, we only had like maybe one real big upset, which was that McNeese-Clemson. So I feel like it's almost been underwhelming so far. I feel it just kind of just feels not as exciting.
Yeah, as where's like the madness? Last
4 or 5 years.
Where is the madness?
Yeah, there hasn't been the madness. It's just been good. It's been good basketball, but there hasn't been anything like outstanding, like crazy, or just like the narrative goes. Like there's that Oakland team from last year. Like, there's really nothing going on. It's just like the top teams is what everyone expected.
Yeah.
It's kind of, yeah. But for the top games in the second round, let's go through them. I'll do one last one since it's the only one that had a buzzer beater so far in the tournament. We'll start off with Florida and UConn. 77-75 for Florida. Florida was trailing for most of this game, too. Oh,
yeah, they were.
I think it was until like about the five-minute mark or so is when they tied it, and then they only had the lead twice.
They had it once in the first half, and then they lost it.
It was right at the beginning. They got it again
in the second half, and they never lost it.
Yep. And they didn't get into the second half until like 5 minutes left. It was like near the end is when they got the lead again. But yeah, I'll give it to. There was a couple guys that could have gotten it, but Walter Clayton, their senior, their older dude that usually leads people in tournaments, got himself 23 points and does what he does and hits 5 threes. So basically, when he's making threes, Florida's winning. Oh. I thought this might have been finally the upset. I thought this was finally going to be the one seed to go down, but they just carry on. We'll go to my next one. My next one is the kind of pretty much the upset of the second round, honestly, with BYU taking out Wisconsin 91-89. This game kind of felt like the UNC Ole Miss game for a lot of it, because BYU kind of took a decent lead, and it was basically Wisconsin coming from behind most of the game. But yeah, I mean, BYU holds on, makes to the Sweet 16 for the first time in a long while. I can't remember the last time they were in it.
Yeah,
their player of the game is their star player, who's been their player of the game like every game all year, which was Richie Saunders. He got himself 25 points and 7 boards. So yeah, BYU on to the Sweet 16. And you did predict that one. I mean, I predicted Wisconsin was going to lose in the second round, so I guess that's like half a point.
It's half a point. It works.
Yeah, it's half a point. So, yeah, we'll move on to the next one. So my next game, we'll just go with Oregon and Arizona. It was another close game, which I really thought Oregon had it. They were up. I mean, to start the game, I think they were up by like 16 points right out the gate. So Arizona fought back, came back, and basically won 87-83. The player of the game is the ex-UNC player who I talked to a buddy before, and I said, Arizona wins when Caleb Love can make threes. When he doesn't make threes, they don't win. And he went 5-for-7 on threes, so got himself 29 points and took down Oregon to have probably the biggest blowout of the next round coming up when they have to go in and go against Duke.
Yeah, so he's got to do that against Duke to take down Duke.
We'll go into that's not happening. Let's go with our team. Let's go with Michigan, Texas A&M. Might as well get them. Might as well hit them before I go to the last.
That was a really good game. Michigan, I really like that.
Texas A&M, Michigan wins 91-79. Oh no, it was an awesome game. Yeah, it was an awesome game. 91-79. They were down by 1 point, I think, like 12 points, 13 points. In the second half, they were down at least by 10 with like 10 minutes left. And then I can't remember the exact number I saw. It was like from like the last 24-ish minutes of the game. So near the end of the first half, all the way to the end of the game, Michigan went on like a 45 to 20 run or something like that, which they pretty much ended them with that. Their player of the game was a guy that, another crazy stat, Rudy Gale with 26 points, 4 rebounds, and he made 4 of 6 from 3. The crazy stat with him is from December to March, he had made 5 total threes.
Oh,
5 what? From December to March.
Oh my gosh.
December to March, he made 5 total threes. This game, he made 4.
Was he a bench player? So, what?
he was the transfer from Ohio State, and he just has not been shooting well. He's been just ice cold, and all of a sudden, it's just like he just woke up. So there you go. Michigan's moving on. Final game, we'll go with Maryland, Colorado State, 71-72. Almost a buzzer beater. I mean, it was a buzzer beater, but it was like Colorado State makes a 3 to go up by 1. It's like, oh my God. And then Maryland comes down and scores by pretty much a travel by Derek Queen and gets the buzzer beater to go in. But yeah, so you got to give Derek Queen the player of the game with 17 points, 6 boards. And Maryland takes down Colorado 72-71 with the only buzzer beater of the tournament.
Well, not really. There was a buzzer beater, but it wasn't really a winning buzzer beater with UConn.
They hit an actual buzzer beater winner.
They hit a 3 buzzer beater, and they still lost by that much to Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, there's your second round.
All right, and then I'll take it from here. I really like that second round. I just enjoyed every piece of it. Both first and second round were delivering. As a whole, like this tournament is definitely one to watch. I understand that there's no madness going on that everybody's begging for, but that's where I'm going to say My upset pick of the week is the madness itself. I mean, well, not the one that I picked was High Point to beat Purdue. Purdue obviously beats High Point 75-63. Unfortunately, High Point doesn't, you know, deliver. But the actual upset of the week, in my eyes, is Arkansas beating St. John's 75-66. And man, like, I didn't think John Calipari could pull it off. Like, I had all my doubts. I had all the cards against him, and he goes and beats both Kansas and St. John's, and now he is 2-3 against Rick Pitino. And I think Pitino actually coached him, to be honest, like, if I remember right. Or I know he coached alongside him. There was pictures of that. But yeah, like that game alone, I feel like is somewhat the madness that everybody is kind of looking for or kind wanting to find here. I know it's not really, you know, the 11 seed or the 12 or the 13, but it's a 10. It's a double digit win for them. Like, they're a double digit seed, and for them to be in the Sweet 16, I feel like they are somewhat the Cinderella of this, you know, tournament in itself.
It's kind of hard to make them a Cinderella when you got Coach Calipari as
Yeah, that too. Yeah. And so, like, but to me, in my eyes, like, just how they're always overlooked, because, like, I didn't even pick them to beat Kansas, and I had St. John's going all the way to the Elite Eight to play Florida. I didn't even think Arkansas would be there at this point. So I feel like they are.
Yeah, I didn't think they would be this far.
I think they are the upset of the week in my eyes, both the win for them over Kansas and over St. John's. So that's kind of what I think.
Especially over St. John's, that was a big win.
Yep.
Yeah, the tournament's been okay. It's been good. They've had good games. Like I said, or like we said earlier, it's like they just haven't had the crazy one or two seed or three seed go down right away.
Yeah.
And that first round matchup was what everyone just kind of used to at this point, and we kind of missed that one this year. I can't remember how long it's been, but this is the first year in, I think that was like since the 90s or something like that, or early 2000s, that there is no mid-major in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, and that's crazy. That is just crazy talk, man. Crazy talk. All right, gut reactions. Yeah, I'm just going to take this bracket, this men's bracket, and put it through the shredder.
Yeah, it's been a little tough. I did good on the women's side. The men's side,
Yep, same.
I have potential still, and that's about it.
I have potential still. All right, here we go.
There's still potential there.
Time to review these brackets after I've already put it through a shredder. Let me put it back together real quick.
Yeah, get some glue out.
Let me get some Scotch tape and some glue. Make sure I've got it put back together right.
Get some Scotch out.
All right, starting with the South. I've only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 picks correct.
Let's see. Are we talking about the South?
Yeah, just the South alone.
So the South. Oh, we're going the first round. Let's see. The South.
Well, I'm saying both first and second round. Both first and second. Just
yeah, I know. I'm trying to see what I did here. Yeah, because I think I lost on the most of them. I had Marquette wrong, but after the round two, you're talking about we're going into the Sweet 16?
No, just
yeah,
like,
I only got...
What? How many green boxes you see on the tournament challenge? I've got 9. That's it.
Just in the South?
No, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7. I've got 7.
Yep,
keep
I
saying
got
the wrong number. Because, yeah, I've got Louisville wrong.
I mean, we'll get
Yale wrong. South, Carolina wrong. Iowa State to beat Carolina wrong. I don't know how Iowa State doesn't even beat Ole Miss. Like, Ole Miss just.
Their top players hurt.
Yeah. Ole Miss just surprisingly making it to the Sweet 16. And then Marquette losing. Jeez.
Yeah, Marquette going down was kind of big. Yeah, I lost on the Marquette one. I lost on the UNC one like you. Lost on the Yale one like you. And I lost on the Louisville one like you. Mine hurt because I had UNC advancing to the Sweet 16.
Yeah. So, and didn't you have Marquette?
Yep, and I had Marquette. So I lost actually, and I had Louisville.
Oh, jeez.
I lost. This was the this was the side I got beat up on, because I had Louisville, UNC, Marquette, and Michigan in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, the side that I'm pretty beat up on is the West and the Midwest. So in the West,
The South side, I have Michigan, and that's it as my only of those.
Michigan, yeah. you have to keep it rolling for Kyle to get some more points.
Yep. So the West, yeah, I didn't get on the West.
Yeah. So the West, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 again. Right. Missing it with Memphis. Memphis losing to Colorado State. Yeah. And then my double upset didn't hit, unfortunately. UNC Wilmington did not carry me. And then obviously Kansas losing to Arkansas, and St. John's also losing to Arkansas. So that whole side of the West is completely botched. So
yeah, your West was my South.
Yeah. So I've got.
I missed one pick on mine.
I've got to have the Gators keep going, obviously, so I can make money myself. But you know, that's yep. just because I, you know.
Nah, that's.
I'm gonna pick the team that's gonna make me money.
Yeah, my West. Kansas is the only one I missed. I took Florida. I took UConn. I took Colorado State. I took Maryland. I took Drake. I took Texas Tech. St. John's. Yeah, I lost on Kansas, and it hurt me because I picked Kansas to upset St. John's, but. St. John's still losing, still advances me. So,
yeah,
and then I had Texas Tech beating Drake. I had Maryland beating Colorado State, and I had Florida beating UConn. So, my Sweet 16 with the West bracket, I had Florida, Maryland, and Texas Tech. I just lost on the Arkansas side of it. So, I got 3 of the 4 on that side.
And that's not too bad, because that's pretty much how I am in the East as well. Like, with the South and the East, I'm 3 for 4 in the Elite, or in the Sweet 16. Sucks. Yeah, so I got
I was 2 for 4 on that one.
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I've got 9. Hey, we're up to 9. We're up to 9, guys. I've got 9. Jesus. 9. Yeah, I've got 9 correct. Missing on Mississippi State and then the Vanderbilt. And then obviously I had Oregon beating Arizona, but Arizona won that game. So I'm right everywhere else with Duke, BYU, and Alabama. Being there in the Sweet 16.
I didn't do good on the East side because this was mine. I had a lot of the upsets. So I picked Mississippi State. I lost on that one. I picked Akron to upset Arizona. I picked VCU to upset BYU. I picked Vanderbilt to upset St. Mary's.
No.
And then, yeah, I mean, the one I got correct, I picked Alabama to go. I picked Duke to go, but I had picked Oregon. So Arizona beating them. Kind of sucked.
Yep.
Yeah, so that bracket, I literally just have – I picked Duke and Alabama out of that, so I was only 2 for 4 on the East.
All right, and then the Midwest, I'm 2 for 4 there. I've got Houston and Kentucky sitting there in the Sweet 16, but I went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm back down to 7. So my East is looking the best out of all four regions. I need to focus on the East.
You step up your game.
Step up my game.
Nah, my Midwest.
My thing that I went wrong was I thought there was going to be a little upset with UCLA beating Tennessee.
Yep.
So, and then obviously I picked Clemson to beat High Point because I thought High Point was going to beat Purdue, but. Obviously,
I had Clemson too. Clemson got me. Clemson was the only one I missed in the Sweet 16 on this side. I picked Houston, I picked Kentucky, and I picked Tennessee, and then I had Clemson. So Clemson losing kind of hurt me. No. And that was legit the only, like, just like my East side, the Clemson game was the only game I missed out of this entire side.
Yeah.
So them losing twice kind of hurt me on that. But, yeah, so overall I have, let's see, I picked one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. I only got nine out of the Sweet 16.
I got 11 out of the whole Sweet 16.
Ooh, got me. But potentially, my Elite Eight is all intact besides UNC. I had UNC going to the Elite Eight, so that one really hurt me.
Yeah, I've only got
I got seven of my eight.
Yeah, I've only got two spots that won't hit already in my Elite Eight, which is where St. John's is supposed to be. And then, obviously, yeah, I picked UCLA to make it to the Elite Eight. Because I got frisky with it, guys. I just went for it.
So you got six out of eight possible, a possible six out of eight.
Yeah.
And I probably am not going to hit the Michigan one, so I doubt I'm going to get that one. I could see the Florida, Texas Tech, Duke, Alabama, Houston, Tennessee. That could, I mean, those could all hit, but – and then my final four.
They just have to play the game.
Yeah, it's going to get dodgy because I picked Michigan to get to the final four.
Oh, boy.
No, I picked Texas Tech. No, I did. It was Michigan, Texas Tech, Duke, Houston in mine.
Yep.
With Texas Tech and Houston in the finals.
All right, better on to the better review for us, the ladies.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's your rank? What's your rank on yours?
My rank?
Did you put it into the app?
85K.
I'm in the top 4K.
Okay.
Out of the world, top 4K.
97%.
What's your percentage? I'm at 99.9%.
Oh, jeez. Nice.
Yeah. I missed, I think, two total games out of the entire first and second round.
Yeah, I missed more than that. I missed, let's see here. I can count how many I've missed. One, two, three, four,
I missed
five,
three.
Six.
I missed three.
I missed six total out of first and second round. Only one team is missing from the Sweet 16. That's it.
Same with me. Yep, I had Kentucky going to the Sweet 16, and that one's the one I lost for me.
The one that's lost for me is Baylor Ole Miss. I picked Baylor over Ole Miss.
Okay. My Elite Eight's still intact.
Yeah, all of my Elite Eight is intact as well.
Hey, so you did good. So, I mean, I'll just go easily. So my game I missed in the first round, I missed the Richmond Georgia Tech. I went with Georgia Tech, and I was way off on that one. Richmond beat them by like 30 points. And then the only other one I missed in the first round was Indiana and Utah. I picked Utah to win, and Indiana ended up winning 76-68 in that one.
I picked Indiana. I picked right on that one. The one that I went wrong in that region was the Vanderbilt game.
Yep, that was the one that I picked. That was the upset. That was one of the bigger upsets.
Yep.
And the 10-7 or Oregon beating Vanderbilt.
Yeah, and then the where is that game? It was. Why am I looking at? Oh, there we go.
Oh no, South Dakota State beat Oklahoma State too, and I actually picked that. Remember, I said I'm gonna go with the Jackrabbits because it's the best mascot in college basketball.
Yeah,
and South Dakota State did it.
Yeah, I picked Oklahoma State in that one. And then I picked Columbia to beat West Virginia.
Okay.
That's where I went wrong as well. And then I picked Creighton over Illinois. And I think that's it for all my first round misses.
Yeah, those were my only two in the first round. Then my only one in the second round was Kentucky-Kansas State, or Kansas State beat them by one.
Yeah. So, yeah, and honestly, I already said mine, which was the Ole Miss Baylor, because I picked Baylor.
My Final Four is looking good, because the one game that I was a little edgy on was picking UConn over USC, and it sucks that it happened to her, but I don't think USC is going to the Final Four now with Juju Watkins tearing her ACL.
Yep.
That was terrible news.
That was sucks. Tough to see, honestly.
Yeah, it sucks for sports in general to have the best, one of the, basically the best player in the league go down, but I mean, it happens. It's sports.
It happens. It does.
But it kind of propels the UConn Huskies, who I picked to go to the Final Four and upset USC, to actually come true now.
Yeah, which I can see that even with them having Juju, honestly, because they're a really good team and they have a really great coach.
You got Paige Buchers senior year.
All right.
That'd be interesting. Wednesday State Women's Wolfpack looking good.
They are looking great. I can't wait for Friday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game.
Against LSU, it's going to be a good game. All right, on to the more superior sport, guys.
It's hockey time.
It's time to drop the puck. Going to go over this good old NCAA Division I Men's Ice Hockey Championship. Men's Frozen Four going to be in St. Louis this year. All right, we're starting off with the one seed region, Boston College taking on Bentley. They're gonna take on some
Boston
cars.
Boston College and Bentley.
They're gonna race some cars.
I'm taking
Boston College.
Are you sure you want to take the Bentleys?
Yeah, I'll take the Bentley for a drive.
Why would you not want to take the Bentleys at that point?
All right. And then the second game in this good old region matchup, you got Providence versus Denver, the two-time reigning champions, Denver. I'm going to take Denver.
Yeah.
And honestly, if this matchup does happen, I feel like this is going to be a matchup to watch if it happens on Sunday, March 30th. I will be probably tuning in if it is Boston College versus Denver. And I'm going to be taking Boston College to beat Denver. So Boston College moving on to the Frozen Four from there.
Yep.
Moving on to the next little regional going down the sheet here. Got Western Michigan versus Minnesota State. I really like this matchup for Western Michigan. It's going to be a challenge for them, but I feel like they're going to get it done. I believe the Broncos move on, and they're going to face the winner of Minnesota and the Massachusetts Minutemen. But I believe the Golden Gophers win, and you got Western Michigan versus Minnesota Golden Gophers, and I believe Minnesota moves on to the Frozen Four. So I've got Boston College facing off with Minnesota over there on that side of the Frozen Four. All right, moving on to the next regional, Maine and Penn State. Maine is a dangerous team, Kyle.
They're the third-ranked team in the country for a reason. They're always good.
Did you watch any of their conference games? Like, I watched some of their highlights.
I watched a little bit because my buddy is crazy. One of my buddies is he's a diehard Maine fan, so they just went up there and saw the stadium. So, yeah, I watched a little bit of them. They do look good.
So I've got them to beat Penn State, and then you got UConn and Quinnipiac. I'm going to take Quinnipiac just because of Rod Brendamore's son still there. And UConn has not had that good of a season. Just a little insider review for you, because I sit literally right beside UConn's studio, being in the Florida studio. So just a little bit of a tidbit for you. And between Maine and Quinnipiac, I'm actually going to take Quinnipiac to beat Maine. I believe it's going to be a close game, and I don't want to just keep going chalk. I've got to go against chalk somewhere, and I believe it's going to be Quinnipiac coming out of that region. So to punch the final ticket in the Frozen Four, starting with Michigan State and Cornell. You got Michigan State definitely beating Cornell, Big Red. And then Boston Ohio State. I've got Boston And I really like this matchup as well as a good, you know, second round matchup. Michigan State, Boston, if this is happening on Saturday, I believe I will be tuning into this game. I think this is going to
be a good game.
A very good game to watch, and I believe Michigan State makes it out, and they make it into the Frozen Four. So I've got Boston College versus Minnesota, and then Quinnipiac versus Michigan State for my Frozen Four. Moving on to the championship will be Boston College and Michigan State, and the team to win it all, Boston College.
Boston College, you just went chalk and went number one all the way down.
This took them all the way to the championship. They are a stellar team. They have turned things around from last season. Like, just it is night and day, because Boston College is one of Learfield's most prized positions that we have lost, unfortunately.
So we're kind of the same on the left side of that bracket. I had Boston College over Bema Bees and Bentley. I had Denver over Providence, so BC Denver matchup. I took Western Michigan over Minnesota State, and I took Minnesota over Massachusetts. My matchup right there is going to be Denver. No, where are we at? I had Boston College beating Denver to advance. And then I had Western Michigan beating Minnesota to advance.
Okay.
So that side I had Boston College and Western Michigan. And then I had Maine beating Penn State. I had Quinnipiac beating UConn. I had Michigan State beating Cornell. And I had Boston beating Ohio State. I have Michigan State beating Boston to advance in. And then I have Maine beating Quinnipiac to advance in. So between Boston College and Western Michigan, just like you, I took Boston College. Between Maine and Michigan State, I am taking Maine.
Okay.
And then my finals, I am taking Maine to upset and beat Boston College to win it all.
All right.
In honor of Paul Kariya, Maine's winning it all.
In honor of Paul Kariya, the one of the greats.
Yep. Got to send it home for Maine for him.
For sure. All right. Moving on from that, see how we feel about that coming in a week, because they will narrow it down from that 16 teams to the Frozen Four by the next time we do this.
Yeah, it's pretty quick. They go through it pretty quick.
So, all right. Let's see here. Upcoming week, top five games to watch, Kyle. Who you got in your top five to watch for the good old Sweet 16?
I was saying, we're basically just going straight into basketball again. We got to keep it with the tournament talk here.
Basketball.
It's the favorite sport basketball. This time. So, give me some basketball. Give me the basketball so Alex can dunk it. So, my top five games, kind of in this order, I think is how I put mine this time for this week. So, I'll just go from bottom up. So, my number five game of the week, I've got Ole Miss versus Michigan State. I think this game has potential to be a really good game, especially the way Ole Miss has been playing. They've been kind of been lights out, and they've honestly almost been like the surprise of the tournament so far. Like, I don't think a lot of people expected Ole Miss to just keep winning like they're doing right now. So, I got Ole Miss against Michigan State. My number four will be Michigan Auburn. It's a different Michigan team right now. It's like they seem refreshed, woken up, and honestly, Michigan has nothing to lose at this point. So that's a scary team. Auburn's got to go in and play. Michigan making it to the Sweet 16. Every Michigan fan's happy if we lose this game. It don't matter at this point. Everything's just free money. Yeah. So they're gonna play loose. They're not gonna play nervous. They have nothing to lose in this game. They had a successful season to pretty much anyone that's a Michigan fan. In their eyes, this was a successful season, making it to the Sweet 16. So, should be a good game. I hope it is. My number three game, I had the Florida Maryland game. This is my upset of the week. I think Maryland's gonna beat Florida. This is what I actually said
when we were doing our brackets, this was the game that I had the hardest time deciding on who I think would win this game. And I think this is where I think one of the one seeds is going to go down, and I think this is the one that's going to go down. So Florida Maryland's going to be a good game. My number two game, I got Houston and Purdue, just for the fact that we don't know what team Purdue's going to bring. They could bring it to Houston, but Houston to me is just so strong. I was more worried about the Houston-Gonzaga game more than the Houston-Purdue game, and Houston just dismantled Gonzaga. It was like, okay, never mind. Why are we worried about this game?
Yeah.
Houston's for real. Houston's for real. So, but I think this, if Purdue can bring their game, it should be a good game. And probably the same as yours, I think the number one game of the week coming up will be Kentucky-Tennessee. Can Kentucky do it three times this year? It's hard to do. We'll see. I think they can, but yeah, so that'd be my number one. The Kentucky-Tennessee game should be a really good game to watch.
Well, it's at my number one game for Kentucky-Tennessee, yeah. Only for this fact, because if I roll on in here to ESPN and I click on Kentucky or click on Tennessee, it don't matter. Give me your schedule. I believe this is round three. Yep, this is round three for some marbles here in Sweet 16. So
that's what I was saying. Like, it's hard to beat a team three times in a row in one season. So
round one goes to Kentucky, winning 75-64. Round two goes to Kentucky, 78-73. So yeah, I mean, and Tennessee's the higher ranked team, and I believe Tennessee can finally, you know, get that revenge game on them and get that win over Kentucky, or Kentucky can prove everybody wrong and just show that they just own the state of Tennessee. It's a either or kind of game, and it's going to be one to watch for sure. That's why it's at my number one.
It will be.
My number two game is the Duke-Arizona game. Because like you said, you've got the Carolina kid that's playing for Arizona, so he knows how to play against Duke in a way. Like, he's obviously playing for a totally different team, and I'm sure they have good scouts, and they got the kid to help out with the scouts to be like, hey, this is how we got to beat Duke. This is how we got to play. And they're gonna give Duke a hard time. I know that for a fact. I think Duke comes out of it, but they're gonna give Duke a hard time.
Yeah. If there was one person that knows how to beat Duke, Caleb Love was the guy that knew how to beat Duke because he did it twice at Carolina.
Yep. Exactly.
It's hard. I think it could be a close game, but my money was on this game. Like, if we had a category of which one's gonna be the blowout of all these games, I had my money on the Duke-Arizona one being. If I had to put money down, I would say out of all the ones, this one has the potential to be the blowout, just because of the way Duke has played so far. They have been lights out. They look so freaking good. And Arizona's a streaky team. So which Arizona? It's just like how I talked about with Purdue. Which Arizona team is showing up tonight? Is it going to be that good Arizona team, or is it going to be the Arizona team that's about to get blown out by 20 points? So you're right. I think they easily can keep up with them. It really just depends on how good Caleb Love plays.
Yeah. And then my number three is actually Florida versus Maryland game. This game is going to be a very hard battled game. And yeah, I hope Florida comes out, because I want four more games. I want it. I want four more games. Let's do this, Florida.
Yep.
And then I don't want to work baseball. I don't want to work baseball.
Stay on basketball. We want to stay on basketball.
We want to stay in basketball, guys. And then my number four, I've got the Houston-Purdue matchup. I kind of agree with you of which Purdue game is going to show up. And if the good Purdue team shows up, they're going to give us a good game against Houston. And then number five, I've got the Auburn-Michigan game, because, like you said, I believe Michigan has nothing to lose, and they could definitely bring it to Auburn and play really well. But honestly, Auburn's a very strong team. I don't know. Like, Auburn's really scary.
They're scary, but they have good, Kyle. Look, Auburn has good players, but they depend way too much on one player.
Yeah.
Johnny Brougham is their only guy that they depend on, and because he leads the team in average points, assists, and rebounds. He leads them per game, all three categories. So if he has a bad game, Michigan doesn't depend on one guy. We have about three guys that we usually depend on to get points.
Yep.
And if our guards show up, like last game, if Roddy Gale decides, like, hey, I'm just going to keep balling out for this tournament, I'm going to be the Steph Curry of this tournament, they could easily beat Auburn if their guards are playing well and they don't turn the ball over. I could see them easily beating Auburn. They got to stop the turnovers, and they did good last game, and look what happened.
For sure. Yes, that is the biggest point right there. What I was about to say is, like, the turnovers will scare me if they have the bad turnover game.
No, yeah, they won't win if they turn it over 15 times. They got it. If they keep their turnovers under 10, Michigan can beat any team in this country. Hands down, they can beat any team if they keep it under 10 turnovers.
All right. And that brings us to our prediction segment of this. You ready for this, Kyle?
Rolling.
My upset prediction is going to be Arkansas over Texas Tech.
I can see that.
I think Calipari keeps it going, and Arkansas makes it into the Elite Eight. Gut predictions for those five games. I've got Florida over Maryland, Duke over Arizona. I think Tennessee gets it done and gets the win over Kentucky. Houston wins over Purdue. And then Auburn, unfortunately, over Michigan. I can't pick Michigan right now. Like, I'm just going to go with Auburn over Michigan, and I will be happy if I'm wrong.
Okay, I like it. I'm going to go the opposite. I'm just taking them. Screw it. I'm doing it.
We're going.
I'm doing it. I'm happy regardless. Even if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm happy we made it this far. And if they, like we said, if they play like they're playing, they can easily do it. It's just they got to still play. If they play confident and loose, I could see them winning. But with the Kentucky-Tennessee, I have Kentucky. I have Kentucky doing it three times. They're sweeping Tennessee. So we got Kentucky. I got Houston beating Purdue. I think that should be – again, which Purdue shows up, but I think Houston wins pretty soundly. They're, to me, if not the best team, the second best team in the country. Florida, Maryland, I'm taking that as my upset of the week. I'm picking Maryland. I think Maryland has the team to upset Florida. So I think they can do it, and that's the first one seed to go down. And then the next one seed to go down will be Michigan beating Auburn. Well, I'm doing it. I'm going there.
Just doing it.
Yep. Michigan beating Auburn, and I've got Michigan State beating Ole Miss.
I mean, the rarity of all one teams going into the Final Four hasn't happened since 2008, so.
Nope. The Final Four I have for mine, I think Duke and Houston make it, and I think the other two fold.
Please.
Whether Auburn beats Michigan or Auburn loses the next round, but I want Michigan to win.
Replace Duke or Houston with Florida, please, just for my sakes.
I want Michigan to beat Auburn, not just because we're Michigan fans, we want to see that. I want to see Michigan State winner goes to the Final Four.
That would be pretty cool. That would be an awesome.
That would be a fun matchup. Yeah. Yep. That would be fun.
And then they we can make them kiss the floor.
Yeah, now, yeah. And then we lose twice in the regular season. Yep. I was like, "Oh, yeah, you guys might want to win the regular season, but look who's going to the Final Four now."
All right. All right, now we move on to our best segment of this whole shindig, guys. Gambling men.
It's time.
Must be 21 or older to gamble. Problems with gambling, please call the gambling helpline at 1-800-GAMBLER.
We're not professionals. Don't take our advice.
We are not professionals.
All right. Take our advice. Do it at your own risk.
Do it at your own risk. I went 2-1 last week, Kyle. The one that missed is the actual one that I could actually have bet on, which was the Pistons. The other two that hit were the college basketball, which was the Drake spread, and then the Vanderbilt spread, and they both hit.
Yep. Couldn't even hit them.
And I
couldn't even do it.
Can't even. Yeah, thanks, Will.
You can't do it.
Can't do it, unfortunately.
Yeah,
I forgot which ones I did, but I kept track of how I did. I only went one for two on my three-leg parlay last week. Did not finish well.
Yeah. So my three-leg parlay this week, Kyle, is in honor of tomorrow being opening day, guys. It's here. It's oh my goodness, it's so beautiful. All right, I've got the Yankees money line over the Brewers sitting at, I locked it in at -155. I've got the Orioles money line over the Jays, locked that in at -112, and then the Red Sox money line over the Rangers sitting at locked in at -118. Being a total of +475, and $10 will pay me $57.
Oh, I like it. All right, so I'm just sticking with college basketball since we're in tourney time. So this is where all my money is going right now. This is usually where I lose all my money. So I usually win it all back in football season, then lose it all during college basketball season. So my three-leg parlay, I'm putting my money where my mouth is with all my picks. I'm taking Michigan +8.5. I'm not taking the money line because they could still lose, but I do think they keep it close. So I'm going to take Michigan +8.5. That's a big line. I'm taking the Kentucky money line, however, because I do think Kentucky can win this game, and they might. So I'm taking Kentucky money line, Michigan +8.5, and I'm taking the Alabama -5.5 because I think Alabama has the potential to blow BYU out. So with them at -5.5, that's pretty good money there. I like it. So with those three combined, I got a +872.
Nice.
So yeah, $10 will get you 87, $90. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
I had a little parlay boost. I had a 20% parlay boost, so it got me up to like +1050 or something like that when I made my bet on it.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got up there to +1050 on mine when I made the bet. My honorable mention, I think, is I took Purdue +7.5. So they could keep it close.
Yeah, my honorable mention sticks with baseball with the Royals money line over the Guardians sitting at -130. And then leading into my same game parlay, I am taking the Tigers in LA, taking on the Dodgers for a same game parlay. Shohei to get two or more bases sitting at +125. Freddie Freeman to get one. Yep, total bases. Freddie Freeman, one or more RBIs sitting at +210. And then Scooball to get six or more strikeouts sitting at -165. Making it a total of +1200. $10 will get me 130, Kyle.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard parlay to hit there because you got two hitting stats for the Dodgers when you got your ace up there pitching. Are you hoping for like some seventh and eighth and ninth inning magic for the Dodgers?
It can happen, man. It can happen. You never know.
Scooball can strike out
everybody else but Freddie Freeman and Shohei Ohtani. I'm good.
Your bet could literally hit right away because you could have a double for Shohei and then an RBI single for Freeman.
Yep.
Yeah, it could easily hit. Sticking with basketball for mine. Here we go. Same game parlay time. I'm taking the Maryland-Florida game. Okay. Like I said, I think Maryland can upset them, so I'm just doing the spread, though. I'm taking Maryland +6.5. I'm taking the double-double king in college basketball this year. I'm taking Derrick Queen to get you 12-plus points and Derrick Queen to get you 10-plus rebounds. And that'll get you about a +278. So you might have to put a little more money. It's a little bit safer bet. But still plus money on your same game parlay.
Nice.
And you could probably boost. You could easily boost it in any of those sites to get it up to probably like +400. So $10 to get you $40. Not too bad.
Not too bad at all. All right.
Yep.
Top three player props of the week. I've got Juwan Roberts for Houston sitting there for a double-double. Cooper Flagg getting 18 or more points, and then Alex Condon also getting a double-double for the Florida Gators.
Yeah, mine's kind of boring. I basically got Maryland, same thing. Dairy Queen, double-double, so 12-plus points, 10-plus rebounds. I got Golden to get you 15-plus points, and I have Derek Wolf to get you, or Danny Wolf to get you at least 10 rebounds.
Nice. All right, don't bet on it. I'm still the same. Don't bet on any team lower than a 4 seed to win it all, guys. Just don't do it. Like, they'll make it to the Final Four, but I don't think they're going to win it all. Would like to.
There he is. Did you get my last one?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard everything. I've heard everything from you. Did I freeze on you?
I was like,
I froze on you.
You might have froze on me. I was like, oh man, what happened? Nah. So yeah, mine were basically the same. Derek Queens and Danny Wolfs.
Yeah.
But my don't bet on it is the Ole Miss Michigan State game. I don't like to bet on that one because I don't like to bet on games that could be weird outcomes. Like Ole Miss looks hot and Michigan State's the 2 seed, so I don't really like to bet on that because I could see either way going in this game.
Yep.
And kind of like what you said earlier, if I think Duke Arizona could be the blowout game, but I also think Arizona could win that game. They could maybe just surprise you, not win it, but keep it close. So I don't want to bet on either one of those games.
That makes sense. That's a good 2 games to not bet on for sure.
Yeah, I'm not confident on those two.
Homeward bound we go now.
It's time to bring it on home before we go to bed here.
Yeah. All right. Got a little off-season free agency rankings for NFL right now. You ready, Kyle? Lions are ranked 3rd. In this offseason free agency, apparently.
I mean, they were a little busy.
Packers are ranked 9th, and then the Panthers are ranked 25th. I don't know how the heck we got into 9th there. Jeez, what did we do? We pay somebody?
Who do we add?
I'm just reporting what ESPN literally reported. I didn't really add much. I thought this would be enough to like spark something. But yeah, I mean, Lions are 3rd, Packers are 9th, and the Panthers are 25th somehow with getting a freaking running back.
I'm pretty sure the Packers added like a couple defensive backs, and I think they added a defensive lineman, I believe. But they weren't like big names. They were just kind of like secondary type players, just your average type vets, nothing crazy. Packers usually don't go balls to the wall in free agency. They're usually a boring free agent team. So
yeah,
we'll see. We'll see how they do.
Never know. Usually the smaller ads takes you the longer way, you know.
That's true. That is true.
Moving on to some college, Wolverines, I feel like they need to keep playing their best game, and I believe they can get it done. Like, if they play, like what we were saying earlier, is like, as long as they keep the turnovers low, they get their threes down, and they get those boards, they will be able to beat Auburn or anybody in this tournament, I believe.
No, I agree. I mean, they're going to get their production from Vlad Golden. They're going to get production from Danny Wolf. That's almost just a guarantee at this point during the season. They're going to get you your points, your rebounds. It comes down to your guard play with Michigan. They need Trey Donson to have he doesn't have to go crazy. He can just get 9 points, 10 points. That's fine. Like we talked about, keep the turnovers down and try to keep the other team's offensive rebounds down. If you can keep their offensive rebounds down and turnovers down, that's a great success to win the game. They're going to need production from Rudy Gale. They're going to need production from Namari Burnett. And they're going to need production from Will Cheddar, your other forward/guards that they need. So if 2 of those 3 hit, you're going to look good against Auburn. But again, this game's going to come down to, can Michigan control the boards? Can Michigan control your turnovers? And can Michigan make their free throws? So 3 things they did very well against Texas A&M, especially near that second, like late in the first, second half run they made. They did all three of those things extremely well, and they blew them out by the end of the game. So that's the three things. That's the three major components in college basketball. Control the boards, control the turnovers, make your free throws. Everything else will work itself out. So maybe they turn the page and they keep playing well. I mean, they can easily do it. But if we look into going into the second half and they're already at 16 turnovers, 12 turnovers, they're not going to win the game. So, yeah, here's to hoping.
Here's to hoping, for sure. Wolfpack baseball, they're looking really strong for the season. I mean, they've gotten things together, and they've gotten, you know, where they're like this, where they've gotten a win and a loss and win and a loss. And they're I think, fourth or fifth in the ACC right now. And then the Deacs, they've just dropped two big losses to Clemson, but they're still in the top three in the ACC for them, being only behind Florida State and Georgia Tech.
And Clemson's usually a good baseball team too.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, it's not that bad. But yeah, in my mind, it's pretty big losses, especially for in conference matchup. And the thing is the Deacons and the Wolfpack aren't even playing each other in regular season, so they might have to face each other in the ACC, tournament.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The tournament. Yeah, I mean, now switching it over to basketball with NC State, they got a new sheriff in town.
New sheriff.
He's about to take over at ACC. He's taking over ACC. I called it weeks ago. I said, once they fire him, Will Wade is the guy to go get. I said, on this podcast, I said, open up the blank check and send it to Will Wade. He's the coach to get. Everywhere he's been, he has turned teams around and or just been successful there. So whether it's next year, I don't know if he's going to be able to do like what Dusty May did, what some of these other coaches did on their first years at the program, where they just turn them into straight 25-win teams. But within 2 years, yeah, absolutely. I could see Will Wade turn this team around and this ACC conference looking like a three-headed beast again, where it's going to be NC State, UNC, and Duke, which is the way it should be in my eyes with ACC. Those three teams should be your flagship teams in the ACC with your sometimes Miami, sometimes Virginia, like that kind. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see NC State play well. I just really, really wish NC State men's basketball would go back to playing at Reynolds Arena on campus where they used to play.
Well, I mean,
I cannot stand them playing there. Yes, it's an awesome stadium to play. You don't need to seat 80,000 people for your men's basketball game and only 15,000 people show up.
Well, I mean, so more people might show up when they start winning more.
Well, no, they will, but they're not going to sell 80,000 tickets. Why do you think Duke hasn't moved into a huge stadium? Why do you think UNC hasn't moved into a huge stadium? They only seat like 15,000 people, 20,000 people in their stadiums.
Well, the Dean Dome is a little bit bigger than their older one. What was it?
It's a little bigger.
Cameron, right?
It is.
Cameron Indoor.
But it's not giant. Cameron's Duke.
Oh.
Dean's UNC. But both of them, they only seat.
Because the women still play at the UNC's old arena, NC State.
They're both called Dean Dome?
Small... All right, well, I'm dumb then.
No, UNC's the Dean Dome, Duke's is the Cameron Indoor. Yeah. But they both don't, Duke's prominent college basketball teams in all of college basketball. They're one of the blue bloods. They don't sit in a stadium that sits 80,000 people. Why?
Carmichael.
Because if you sit, if you play in a stadium that seats 15,000-20,000 people, guess what happens to every home game? You sell out, and that stadium is ridiculously loud because of it. It's a true home field advantage. I've been to like 20 NC State games the past 3 years. It's not a home field advantage when you go to NC State. It's not loud at all. The loudest that stadium gets is when people get a chance for free chicken when they miss the second free throws.
Oh, yeah, for the Chick-fil-A. Because they do that for the women's,
too.
It's
the only time that plays.
It's loud. Yeah, it's the only place that gets loud. I'm like yeah. you guys got to speak up. Like, or you got to turn the crowd down. But we're going to crank this up.
It's not even loud unless you're down low.
I have to go like this when they're taking that second free throw shot and they've already missed. Because it's so loud there, I mean, at Reynolds.
But yeah, at Reynolds, it's loud. Why doesn't the men's play there? That's the only thing I wish they would do. I wish men's would move to back to Reynolds.
And they would have such a home court advantage against the big teams because of how loud that stadium gets.
Hey, I mean, I know two guys that would definitely be behind you on there, and that'd be good old Andrew Sanders and Ernie Myers that I work with over at NC State Wade. Women's basketball, and Will Wade for the coach. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That's an awesome home field advantage if you do that.
All right, moving on from basketball back to baseball. Not much to really cover other than Tigers are starting their season in L.A. against the Dodgers and Yankees start their season hosting the Brewers. Both going to be on the ESPN. So it's going to be quite the start for both teams.
You got to put the World Series teams on opening day.
For sure.
Yankees are going to be hurt, though. We've lost Garrett Cole. We've lost everyone. Garrett Cole, Luis Gil, they got hurt immediately. Stanton's hurt. We'll see what happens with them.
All right. And then hockey, Red Wings are going the wrong way in the standings.
Stick a fork in them.
Stick a fork in them. They're done.
They're done. To where the Canes could be serious playoff contenders.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same thing with the Canes. They're gonna be serious contenders. Do they have enough to overcome what they needed to the past 3 years? I don't know, but yeah, Canes will still make it probably at least to the first or the second round. Wings are probably gonna. They'll probably get hot at some point, win like three in a row to make it close. But I don't think they're doing it.
They're still, I think they're what, 6 points out or 7 points out now?
Yeah, they're just going the wrong way. they were in the wild card. Now they're 6-7 spots out. It's just like they're going the wrong way.
That's what happens when you're in a wild card spot and you don't make moves at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna blame the process. I'm not blaming the process. It just sucks because I think we're all ready to see them in the playoffs. But yeah. I could see why you wouldn't want to get rid of all your good prospects just to lose in the first round on a rental chip. So,
yeah.
They got to make it next year. I mean, this next year's it. Because you got to get rid of the old guys on this team. Get rid of the slow old guys. Start calling up your new younger guys. Especially your high draft picks that you have a lot of stock in, and they better make the playoffs next year, or else I think people are going to start getting fired.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I believe that. Yeah. Pistons are kind of staying in neutral, winning, losing, winning, losing. They're 40-32 now, still sitting there in sixth place, looking like they're going to make the playoffs and hopefully make a good playoff run. Got a pretty tough Eastern matchup. Over there. And then Wrexham, they actually grabbed the second spot on the table with a big 1-0 win over Stockport County, Kyle. I mean, they're now 22, nice. 8-8 with 74 points. So,
hell yeah, soccer.
Looking good to get a automatic promotion into the Champions League.
Damn right. Go kick that ball. Go kick it.
I know. They might be on Sunday morning TV soon enough. Before we know it.
Oh, all dang. Right. They're making the run. They're doing it.
And with that, that wraps up this episode of This and That Podcasting Podcast. Next week, we'll look back on how we did with that top five pick games of the week. And obviously, how we did with our brackets, both men's, women's, and the hockey bracket, and all that and more with gambling, you know, see if we made some money or not.
Yeah.
I'm Alex Bauer.
Yeah, it's going to be bracket. I'm Kyle Dobus.
What are you going to say? Say it.
No. I was just saying, yeah, we're not going to be really talking about fantasy focus for a while. We're going to be just pretty much hitting up tournament time. It's tournament time right now. It's all about basketball.
Basketball. Yep. Y'all have a good rest of your day. Make sure you like, subscribe, all that fun stuff. So, yep. Have a good night.
Yep. See ya.
Why does it play over again at that point? All right. Nice.